So may I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you please sit down? So as we celebrate Harvest Festival today, St. Paul reminds us to rejoice. To rejoice in the Lord always, and he hammers the point home. Again, I say rejoice. And it is a time for rejoicing and giving thanks, not just for the food that we receive and for the work of all those who produce it, but for all God's goodness to us, material and spiritual. It's a special time, though, when we recognize the hard work of farmers and food producers, and remember that none of this would be possible without God's creative power. And that's why we bring all these gifts as a symbol of our thankfulness. Yet each week when we come to church, in a sense it's a mini harvest festival. We give gifts, we give money which is brought and offered up, and bread and wine are brought up and shared. We use various prayers when we're talking about those gifts that we give in a communion service. But this one, I think, sums up the harvest spirit. Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. For everything in heaven and on earth is yours, and of your own do we give you. And then we raise up the bread and wine, the elements of Holy Communion. Maybe you don't see it happen. Maybe you're looking at your hymn book. That's good. Singing is great. But this is done not just for the priest's benefit, but on behalf of everybody. It is a symbolic and shared act, really. And you may recognize these words. We don't use them every week, and we won't be using them this morning in this family service. But the priest says, on behalf of everyone, blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. And then, blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to set before you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation. These words, these prayers, they rejoice in God's goodness, but also point towards teamwork. It's something we do together. We need God, and God needs us. Jesus had concern for the poor and the hungry, and he had divine power. But if you think back to the feeding of the 5,000, which is the event which preceded that gospel reading that we had today, it wasn't something that Jesus did on his own. Yes, he had the power to call on God, and he gave thanks for what was given. But it depended upon that little boy bringing forward his bread, his fish. It depended on the disciples distributing this miraculous food amongst the many, many people, and then gathering up what was left over so that nothing would be wasted. In gathering our harvest gifts here, we're symbolizing God's goodness, but also our willingness to work with him to support the work of our local food bank. Every item here is the result of teamwork. While we're thinking about teamwork, perhaps you'd like to be passing these around. And make sure that anybody who would like one to celebrate the harvest, to be joyful, can have one. But let's think about the teamwork in making other things too. I've got some cornflakes here. I didn't make them. God didn't make them on his own either. I'm sure you know the story about the old man working in his front garden, and an old-fashioned vicar came along and said, "My man, what a wonderful garden God has given you." And when the vicar passed by, the man said, "It was a right mess when I left it to God to do on his own." And so it is with this. I mean, what have we got here? We've got cornflakes. We've got a cardboard box. We have got probably a plastic bag inside with the cornflakes in. Lots of processes, lots of people involved in making them. Of course, it does depend upon the farmer. And who made his tractor and how did that happen? And the fertilizers and the lorries that come and take the grain away to the mill after it's been harvested by perhaps a combine harvester hired in from elsewhere. It's teamwork, isn't it, that has made the cornflakes come into being after the goodness of God's creation in the generosity of the soil, but also the ingenuity of people, gifts that he has given to us all. There are lots of things we don't know in the everyday things that we use. We couldn't stop to think about every process in every item. It would take far too long. We'd be overwhelmed. Life is about more than food, isn't it? And Jesus was upset when he realized that the crowd was following him, not really so much for the teaching that he had offered, but because they were hungry. Now that says something about the society in which Jesus was ministering, but he was trying to explain to them that he wasn't just there to give them food to eat, but spiritual food as well. His teaching, his goodness, and his sacrifice of himself on the cross is the food which never perishes. That's what he was trying to say to them, that he was foretelling his own death. So today, as we're thinking of others in our food bank collection, we're being really generous. But of course, there are problems for people throughout the year, not just at Harvest Festival. Just as I'm sure there were people throughout the year who were hungry in Jesus' day. So the food bank is a wonderful thing, and it too depends upon teamwork, the generosity of people giving, the volunteers who collect the food from here, who staff the food bank, who arrange everything in date order and do all the different things that are necessary for it to work. It's really important. But it doesn't solve the underlying problem of poverty. We all know that. That's not something which we individually can do, but we can support the people locally who need that. And it is teamwork. It's more complicated than sharing sweets. I hope they did go all the way round. I thought, yes, is it everybody who's had one got one? Oh, my team here. I don't think they've been offered sweets. I think the teamwork's broken down. Are there any left? Is there one or two left? All right. Thank you, Mike. I'll have one for later. I better not eat it now. Not enough pockets in this outfit. There we are. So I'll just finish with the conclusion from the reading from St. Paul. Keep on doing the things you have learned and received and heard, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen.